The DNR is contracting with USDA Wildlife Services to control the cormorant population. Later this month, the agencies will coat cormorant eggs with vegetable oil. The eggs won't hatch, but they'll be left in place, so the parents will continue to nest on them, and they won't lay more eggs. More than 500 birds will also be shot. Jeff Pritzel is a DNR wildlife biologist. He estimates there are more than 20,000 breeding-age cormorants in northeastern Wisconsin and thousands more juvenile birds. Cormorants were listed as an endangered species in the 1970s, but they've since been delisted. And Pritzel says their large numbers are now damaging ecosystems that other birds, like the black-crowned night heron, rely on.
And there are several islands in Door County that have been drastically changed by the presence of cormorants. And you could argue that that's natural in a normal process, but many people value, you know, the vegetation, the scenic and aesthetic and the habitat values that those vegetated islands have.
Commercial fishermen have long blamed the cormorant for decimating the population of yellow perch in Green Bay. The DNR is in the midst of doing a diet study to see what the birds eat and how much they're eating. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.